Greetings. Today I'm heading home after a great weekend with City Life Church in Deming, New Mexico. God was good, and I believe the weekend is going to bear some good fruit in the lives of many. The church here is doing a great job, and Jesus is being glorified. I look forward to coming again. The year of 2021 is a year of knowing Christ the Rock. I declared this prophetically in December of 2020 and proclaimed that 2021 would not be an easy, fruitful season. I also declared that 2021 would be a comeback year. It would be a season of connection to God and purpose connection to one another. It is and has been a time to be renewed. The renewing is a testimony of being renewed in the courage of the Lord, renewed in the holiness of the Lord, and renewed in our faith in God. This is not the strength of our own flesh, but our confidence in the strength of God's Spirit in us, upon us, and with us in all things. It is a year of an increased knowing of God's rest. This is a testimony of God resting in us and we resting in Him. This is the place of being the body of Christ, the gate of heaven's grace in the earth. This is not a year of great fruit, but it is a year of knowing a great God. It is a year of individual testimonies that are like leaves on a tree. Those leaves bring healing to the world around us. The testimonies of God in us are what heals the brokenness in others. These are personal testimonies for the healing of nations. 2021 is the space between. It is the space between what was and what is to come. There is a new look, a new mode of operation, and a more enduring testimony. John 14:5-6, Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Thomas was known as the disciple who doubted, but perhaps he was the disciple that demanded hard evidence. There is nothing wrong with wanting things to be true. The questions of Thomas were not bad, but Jesus' answers to him were the key to finding truth. Our relationship with God and our perception of God is dependent upon faith. It is found in our spirit connection to God by His Spirit. This truth was further illustrated in the questions of Philip and the further answers of Jesus. John 14:7-11. "If you had known me, you would have known my Father also, and from now on you know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father, so how can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves." As the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus testified that his life as a man was a testimony of his heavenly Father. He didn't do anything without being a place of the Father's habitation. He was a temple of the Holy Spirit in all things. He demonstrated living, moving, and having his being in God. He was also a testimony of the Father living, moving, and having his being in Jesus. This is the way, the truth, and the life for all of humanity. We must live, move, and have our being in God, and we must also be a dwelling place that demonstrates God living, moving, and having his being in us. It is empowered by Christ in us, upon us, and with us in all things. John 14:12-14. "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." Anything we ask in the character and authority of Jesus will be done. How do we ask in his name? We must be the place of his habitation. We live, move, and have our being in him. He also lives, moves, and manifests his being in partnership with us in all things. To ask anything in Jesus' name is to manifest the character, nature, way, power, and authority of Christ in who we are. This empowers us to fulfill the will of God in and through our lives. John 14:15-18, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. And I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you." The Holy Spirit is in us, spilling over to be upon us and with us to reveal Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. He is our righteousness, peace, and joy. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.